home services felt like it was stuck in the past.
Most contractors have no idea how big this shift really is.
The large majority of home improvement businesses still aren't doing that yet.
This episode isn't about gimmicks or chasing shiny tools.
Google is transforming from a search engine to an outcome engine.
It's about understanding where home service marketing is heading.
These changes, like, they create winners and losers.
This is AI and Marketing for Home Service Pros, the show for contractors who want to grow without wasting time or money. If you're in roofing, HVAC, plumbing, or any home service business, we break down how AI and modern marketing can help you book more jobs, close more leads, and build a business that runs without babysitting every task.
The way homeowners find, compare, and choose contractors is changing fast, and most contractors have no idea how big this shift really is. My guest today is Austin Rosenbaum, founder and CEO of DemandIQ. Austin has been building marketing and pricing technology for home services since 2020, and in this conversation, we go deep into what's actually changing right now, especially with Google AI and pricing transparency. We talk about why showing pricing online is no longer just a marketing experiment, but something both homeowners and Google now expect. Austin breaks down Google's new online estimates feature, how Google's AI agents already visiting contractor websites and calling businesses on behalf of homeowners, and why your future customer might not even be a human at first. It might be an AI. We also get very practical, why cost per lead keeps rising on Google and Meta, how instant estimates can dramatically improve click-through rates and lead quality, why pricing tools don't work if they're treated as a widget instead of a strategy, how to combine offers, pricing, and sales processes so contractors don't attract tire-kickers, and how early adopters of these changes are getting a serious advantage. This episode isn't about gimmicks or chasing shiny tools. It's about understanding where home service marketing is heading, how AI is changing search and lead generation, and what contractors should be doing now to stay competitive over the next few years. If you're a contractor who relies on Google, paid ads, or inbound leads, and you want to understand what's coming before it becomes obvious, this is the conversation you want to hear. Let's get into it. What's up, everyone? This is Mauricio Cardona. I'm the host today of the AI marketing show for home service pros. I'm here with Austin from DemandIQ. Austin, how are you?
I'm good, Mauricio. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to you. We had a great conversation last time, introduced by a mutual friend. And I just want to just really dig deep into this conversation, because I think we're going to unpack a lot of different things that's going to help contractors understand the world today in terms of online marketing and sales and pricing, all that stuff. So, Austin, so one of the things that the company's known for, right? What originally pushed you to challenge this no pricing option that's the norm in the home services space?
I was working at a home improvement business and realizing that everyone's ads worked just like the ones that we were running, and that, you know, as a millennial homeowner myself, I felt like the experience of clicking on an ad and then getting a million phone calls and then having to sit down with two or three providers to get my final quote didn't feel like any of the other experiences that were coming online at that time. Things like getting insurance online through Geico or Lemonade or buying a car on Carvana or even the simplicity of Amazon's basically instant delivery. Home services felt like it was stuck in the past. And I was like, how do we make our ads stand out? And how do we improve the customer experience to increase appointment sit rate and appointment run rate and ultimately close more deals? So I built a tool that helped contractors add pricing to their website with personalized estimates, brought that into our marketing programs with Meta ads and Google ads and different ways of deploying it. And then lo and behold, we saw higher click-through rates. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's if I'm offering you some value online in terms of ballpark costs, you're going to get more value from me online. So you're going to have a higher likelihood to click and a higher likelihood to fill out my forms to get that data. So we saw lower cost leads and we saw a better pull through rate to sit and close. And so then I partnered up with a friend from business school and we, you know, went out and raised some money and built a software business around that idea. And that was back in 2020. And so we've been doing this idea of online pricing for a really long time and helping contractors transform and digitize their business with this vehicle of online estimates.
Yeah. Why do you believe pricing transparency is no longer optional for contractors?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. I mean, I think rooting it in just like, you know, number one is just providing transparency and trust building. So again, differentiation, there's a lot of actors out there that are bad actors out there that you want to separate yourself from. So being able to say, hey, we're honest and we've got the, you know, integrity behind our pricing and we're not here to, you know, bait and switch you. This is honest, upfront business. And I think that that helps contractors stand out. But more recently, there's been some pretty massive changes in terms of the lead generation landscape, and especially for contractors that are using Google as a primary lead source. You know, I would say it's no longer optional, because if you type in HVAC contractor near me or roofing contractor near me, or, you know, whatever trade you do, windows, siding, anything like that, and you type in near me or your local town, you'll see that Google has just added a filter below the search bar that filters companies out who do not have online estimates or don't offer that type of experience. And our data from Google is telling us that 10 to 15% of all searchers are clicking on that. And so if you're dependent on Google for leads, this is a major, you know, potentially detriment to your business, or major opportunity for you to get ahead on this.
Yeah. And we'll talk about that. It's a new feature that actually we spoke about last time I wasn't even aware of until you actually brought it up, which is really cool. How have homeowner expectations changed around pricing in the last 3 years?
Well, again, I think it's influenced a lot by the world around us, that like the world that we live in is an instant gratification world, and attention spans just continually get shorter and shorter. The dopamine hits that you get from putting something in ChatGPT or Gemini and getting a result is very high. And so, you know, the same type of expectations carry into service businesses and boring businesses, and the way that, you know, all the world is influencing us and as consumers. And so I think consumers' perspectives are changing around the speed at which contractors can respond. That's not just answering the phone, but actually getting information to the homeowner. And especially as younger homeowners kind of age into, like millennials age into the majority of home buyers, you're getting more phone calls of customers asking for over-the-phone quotes. And the large majority of home improvement businesses still aren't doing that yet. And I think it's a major pitfall of these business models, that they're not offering a better customer experience, or at least just listening to their customers in the way of what they're asking for.
Yeah. You talked about this last time, that your customer is not really the homeowner anymore. It's also Google's AI. What do you mean by that?
Man, we're ripping through these topics here, man. There's crazy things going on with Google. Basically, Google is transforming from a search engine to what we call like an outcome engine, meaning it's going to get results for your customers and get outcomes in the case of quotes and real personalized information for their specific scenario. And they're doing it with basically AI agents. So there's two ways that you can turn on one of these AI agents right now. For plumbing specifically, it's in pilot or beta with Google and search. So if you type in like plumbing company near me, you'll see something that says below the map pack that says have AI get pricing. It's like about a third of the way down the page. And what that is a way for you to queue up a Google agent to go and do the research for you on which provider to work for. And that's everything from going to your website and gathering what services you provide, to even calling your business and having an AI from Google call your inside sales and say, hey, I have a customer. I've got Mauricio over here. He's got an issue. Can you fix this? And how much does it cost? And then they record that information both from your website and from that call, and they synthesize that into text messages that they send to the homeowner. So instead of just delivering clicks, which is what the old version of Google did, now they're delivering outcomes in the form of real results of quotes and synthesized information that's personalized to your situation. They're trying to automate the mundane. They want to take over the rudimentary, boring tasks that people do, and home services quote gathering is one of those target areas. So all of this concept of putting pricing online basically feeds the Google beast, or the future Google beast of getting work done for the homeowner on their behalf. And that creates a stickier business for Google. It means customers are going to be using their platform more than other platforms And it's really valuable for consumers because it's saving them a ton of time.
Yeah, and guys, you have to be aware that this is going to be the future. And I saw that feature last year. It's still in beta, right? Google still hasn't officially released it, but it came out in the fourth quarter of 2025. That feature that Austin was talking about. I don't know if it's going to be a full time thing. It's still in beta, but you know what Austin is saying in terms of Google, it's going to create a stickier product for them, so they want to have more people spend time more on Google versus just leaving the platform. Ideally, what they're wanting for is with AI overviews and everything else is that they wanna like basically hog all the traffic, where they keep the traffic on Google all the time to make more money. That's really what it is.
Yeah, and I think, sorry to interrupt there, but you asked about the customer, right? So you know, homeowners today are, you build your websites for homeowners today, but in the future, you know, to add on to my point before, is agents are also going to be visiting your websites and gathering that information. So you need to make it agent ready. This is different than like answer engine optimization, AEO, as you may have heard it called, which is basically how do I get my content to show up in ChatGPT or Google search. This is like agentic readiness for browsing your website, and those users, which are not humans, being the user of your website. And so that's the future. And yeah, I think it's a really foundational change, this idea of going from just driving clicks or paying for clicks and calls from Google to paying for outcomes that Google delivers on behalf of your homeowners.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's very important. It's going to happen for sure. So you're no longer going to be dealing with browsers. You're going to be dealing with agents that actually book appointments on their behalf. So just be aware of that whole future. Let's talk about this new update that just came out like maybe a week ago or 2 weeks ago about online estimates, right? Future. You showed it to me last time, and I wasn't even aware of it, honestly. Why should contractors be aware of this new feature that Google is having?
Well, I mean, if your business is dependent on being found in Google search, which, you know, either it is today or I'd assume you'd like to be, then, you know, when you type in this search query, like roofer near me, if it's turned on, you know, your business is going to be hidden. And ultimately, right now there's an opportunity. So like, yeah, it's, you know, it's something you should get ahead of, but most home service pros, most home improvement pros are not actually optimizing for this yet. It's so new that there's really an opportunity to get ahead on this opportunity and actually start indexing a page on there, adding our instant estimator to the website so that you're able to offer that personalized quote, you know, working with groups that are able to address this opportunity with SEO tactics, meta descriptions, all the things that are required to rank there. But there's a large volume of leads that is basically sitting there ready for the taking, because most markets just don't have contractors yet that have turned this feature on or are trying to aggressively rank for the local search keywords plus online estimates. So we've developed a system that allows you to work with your agency or your internal marketers to implement end-to-end a ranking experience for online estimates and when that filter is turned on.
Yeah, and basically what also saying is that when somebody searches for a term that are, like example, a plumbing company near me, Google's going to give you an option. You just click online estimates, and that filters only the websites that are offering the online estimating tools. Right. So what that means is that Google is favoring websites that have online estimating tools. So that's what that means. It's a big implication. It's going to have a big impact on SEO. And I'm asking you, how many of the contractors you work like, we're percentage wise out of 100 contractors, how many actually have online estimating tools?
Well, 100% of the ones that we, in general, I would say maybe 15 to 20%. And then, you know, I think there's a bit of a difference here between having an online estimate tool versus optimizing a page so that it ranks under this Google search query when the filter is turned on. So basically our competitors and, you know, even us for a long time said, you know, you can add this as like a, almost like a chat bot that hovers over the top of your website, whether it's on like the right-hand side of the website, it slides out, or, you know, maybe there's a little chat dialogue you can click on it at the bottom and it pops up. that's fine. That does improve the conversion rate of your website and helps you get more leads, capture leads. It's sort of like a better better mousetrap, as you might say. But the reality is like that's not how Google indexes pages. So if you're using Demand IQ, a competitor, or thinking about doing one of these services to rank, just know, like, very importantly, that it's not just about buying the tool. It's also about working with a marketing expert to actually build that dedicated landing page out that helps you rank for that filter. It's a two-step process. I want to make sure that people don't just think that having an estimating tool is going to solve this problem. It's really a two-part solution.
And what are the two parts? What are the most like two parts that people have
There's
to
actually
build up?
Three parts.
Three parts. All right.
There's actually three parts. So number one, inside of your Google Business profile, you should see for almost all trades, there's a new attribute called offers online estimates or online estimates, and you can toggle that on. That just starts to tell Google that they should be putting you in the potential ranking. Then you're going to want to sign up with an online estimating tool so that you have the personalized online estimator. And then the last part is to work with a marketing pro. Of course, you know, maybe it's you guys, maybe it's someone internal, or it's someone we recommend, Demand IQ recommends, and build a page that optimizes for those keywords of online estimate plus the trade that you're in. So if it's roofing, so it's like online roofing estimates, and then it'll say like down the page a little further, like online roofing estimates Denver, like really making sure it's rich with those keywords. And that your technical SEO, your meta description, so that like when the link is previewed on Google, like when it shows up in the search result, it says online roofing estimate tool, like in that preview inside of Google. So that's something that a marketing expert can help you with. It's, you know, it's not a service we provide, but we can definitely make referrals and recommendations, or, you know, any sort of, you know, strategic internal marketer should be able to help you with that type of thing. But you know, that's the three parts, right? Google Business Profile attribute turn on, sign up with a tool, and then get a page to start ranking for that.
Do you recommend doing paid traffic to like a landing page, like where they have an online estimating tool too as well?
Yeah, I mean, I do think it's really important to understand that like SEO is an algorithm. It's not like a checkbox, right? So there's a lot of white space or like open, you know, people aren't doing this well. So like the difficulty level of ranking here is not high compared to other historical SEO initiatives. So you should be able to see results or first page ranking faster than other types of SEO things that you've tried to do in the past. So this would be a new jumping on point for SEO. If you've tried it and it didn't work, this could be a good opportunity to try it again. And it's not a lot of cost. It's just a strategy, and should be one time or slightly a small iterative approach. But when it comes to the paid ad side, there is an opportunity to show up above all of those organic results when you key in on things like bidding on the term online roofing estimates or instant roof quote or roofing cost estimator. As long as you have a page that, again, is set up exactly like we said it would set it up for the organic ranking, you should be able to win out auctions and outbid competitors who aren't offering that instant experience, because the quality of the experience that you're providing to the homeowner, the reduction in what we call bounce rate, or the rate that people leave the page, should be lower. So Google sees that as a good quality experience, which allows you to actually win the auction without having to spend as much money or more money than the competitor. It just wins based on quality of experience, which is something Google cares about. So you have two options, right? You can try to go organically and attack it from the, just page optimizations and indexing. There's a lot of factors there, though, that would determine ranking, including competitiveness in your market. But then you can jump to the top, right? You can jump to the top of the page with paid ads, used to be known as AdWords, but I think it's Google Search Ads now, I believe is the name. So something like that is also an alternative and might get you faster results than the SEO, though the SEO should be reasonable fast depending on competitiveness in your market.
Yeah. And do you recommend having, once somebody, you know, gets an estimate or gets a quote, do you recommend having them like an online scheduler where they can schedule an appointment, or having a call center call them back? I guess it just depends, right? What do you recommend?
With our tool, you have built-in scheduling. So we do integrate with calendar systems to be able to schedule appointments right after getting your online estimate. So that really that estimate sort of price conditions or pre-qualifies the homeowner to help them better understand like whether they're in budget, so that you're not wasting appointment time with tire kickers and people who just simply don't have the right budget expectations. And yeah, you're able to schedule directly on the calendar of a closer from the Demand IQ instant estimating experience. So that is something we recommend. Obviously following up with a lead who's been price conditioned is different. And so there's a lot of, you know, things, it's not difficult, but like best practices are to acknowledge the fact that they've already gotten a ballpark price, a price range. Because a lot of times a call center, if you don't treat those leads differently, you might start saying like, well, let's start the process of getting you a quote. And the homeowner's going, we already had a quote. Like, what do you mean? I just need to get my exact numbers now. Like, you know, you want some continuity in that experience. So there, if you are going to implement something like this, it is, you know, something that you're going to have to coordinate with your business, like up and down the stack. And what we can do is add a field in your CRM that allows you to see that this is an instant estimating experience lead. And you can even see in your CRM what the quote was and the size of the roof, or, you know, HVAC system recommended, or whatever trade that you're in, the project scope details inside the CRM, so that you're able to keep the continuity between the online experience and that next touch point.
Is there a difference in performance with the CTA in terms of, I'm just curious what your answer is, for like quote, like a free quote or a free estimate? Does that matter, or have you seen any difference in that?
Man, that is a question. I try not to use the word quote actually in the marketing, because I feel like quote is more of like a firm binding type of word, versus estimate is like, this is an approximation. This is our estimate of the job cost. And I even like to use, I like to set clear expectations, because what we don't want to do is we don't want to, you know, set you up for failure with something that the homeowner's like, hey, this is, you know, why is this inaccurate? It's like, well, it's a ballpark range, right? So we're going to be accurate within plus or minus like 20% of what your final cost is, but there could be some unforeseen site conditions that we didn't account for. So I would probably never recommend using the word quote, although that's a really good question. I, again, like to soften the word estimate even with the word ballpark estimate.
Yeah. What about cost in terms of, because we'll talk about this in a second, but you have, you know, you obviously do different trades, but one of the trades is roofing, and you use EcoView, right? Which is, it does cost money, right? Or does it cost money for you guys? Like every time somebody gets an estimate, is there like a cost involved with that estimate, or how does that work typically?
Yeah, so our subscriptions do include like a reasonable amount of like usage of the tool. So you don't get dinged every time you use it, but because you've basically, it's included in your subscription is some amount of EagleView instant measurements. And just to, you know, contrast what someone might have in their head who's a listener of the podcast with what that is, it's not an EagleView bid perfect or premium report. It's using EagleView's HD data, which, you know, I think the industry agrees that is largely the best, most accurate data, and using AI over the top of that to be able to actually instantly measure what is like basically quick squares. So we get a 3D model of the home, we can get, you know, the full dimensions of the home, and then we can get the quick squares, which is basically the 3D roof area, not necessarily what I would call like a roof report, which is like the internal dimensions or schematic of the roof that you'd use to do a takeoff. This is just a quick, rough approximation of squares. And then we can take your price per square and multiply that by the squares estimated for the roof to get the quote plus adders and other components. So if you're doing other trades, it works largely the same. You take the dimensions of the property, multiply it by your unit cost, factor in adders, and then you get a ballpark approximation. You can set the range for whatever you'd like, whether it's like plus or minus 10% or plus or minus 20% beyond the estimated cost value. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm curious about your idea is basically about kind of generating more leads, right? And making it super simple for homeowners to fill out the information while providing the right information as accurate as possible, which is a kind of a different strategy versus a company like Hover, right? Hover is like more, actually I think costs money to provide a more detailed report. Have you seen like a difference or like what, like how, I'm trying to figure out how to like frame this question, but it's, is there like a is it better to like, is there, do you see more value with like a Hover report, which is like, I mean, I think it costs like $300, or is it just better? I think this is more for lead generation instead of the actual, like, hey, if you want more detailed,
yeah.
Like, is that you know what I'm asking?
They're sort of apples and oranges, and I say that because they solve different problems. So what we're trying to do is price condition, price qualify a lead and generate the opportunity and get a warm, interested person sat down for you, give them some sort of ballpark approximation to satisfy Google and to satisfy their, you know, craving for some ballpark before they get sat down. With Hover, great service. Eagle View, another service that provides high accuracy roof measurements. You know, these services are targeting the final bid and being super accurate to quote. And so they serve a bit of a different purpose later in the process. I think the bottom line is like, we would love to be as accurate as possible. And I think we are very darn accurate with Eagle View's measurements. And a lot of folks might ask like, well, why don't you have like the full roof report, you know, here for me? Like, why do I have to do this and then do a roof report later? And the reality is, you know, we're generating leads. Like, we have customers doing 1,000 or 2,000 leads a month with this service. You wouldn't add a $30, $15, whatever the cost is of your roof report for each one of those leads. That would be an astronomical cost. You have to satisfy, you know, you have to be reasonable with speed, accuracy, and cost at the stage in the funnel that you're at, because not every lead is going to turn into a sold job. So you got to keep the cost down. In order to keep the cost down, we have to be, and speed up. We need this all to be instant. So that's why, you know, we can't bring like a Hover or a more accurate measurement into this part of the process.
Another way to look at it is that you guys more at the beginning of the buying cycle, and those guys more at the bottom of the buying cycle, where they're almost like, hey, they're actually at the proposal and they're ready to. Now it makes sense in my head. I'm just trying to figure out like the difference in the head, because there's a lot of different tools out there. I want to ask you about paid ads, because you have obviously a lot of experience with paid ads, right? Why do you think the cost per lead has been rising across Google and Facebook for the last few years for contractors?
Well, if you remember back to the heyday and Meta back in 2017. I don't know if I think you were in the market or in the business back then. Like, you know, leads were $15, $20, $30. Why? Because targeting was absurdly good. The like data restrictions were much less. I could get homeownership status even as a filter criteria, so I could target only homeowners. That data quality continues to just erode over time. Are we talking about Meta or Google or just collectively?
I would probably agree with your answer for both, honestly. But yeah, whichever you want.
The data signals are getting weaker. You know, the pool of homeowners are getting, I mean, I don't know, the markets have been tough, like, you know, arguably like difficult times for the economy. And then I think another thing that I think people are under indexing on, and something that even just Demand IQ is constantly battling with our ads. If you've seen our ads, you know that we're very active on Google and Meta. Is the frequency at which you need to actually cycle your creative. Andromeda update for Meta means that like now, not only do you have weaker targeting data, but also Google is now basically saying we favor advertisers that are cycling their creative. And that means like bi-weekly cycling of your creative. That means a month-long marketing asset, although it might perform for you, you need to introduce alternatives to that creative like on a bi-weekly basis. And luckily, I think VO3 and some of these AI video platforms, VO3, Sora 2 Pro, and other platforms have came right at the right time, because it really does allow you to build creative at scale, to be able to cycle that out. So thankfully there is a bit of a safety net there with some of these AI tools allowing you to build so fast and for so cheap that you can satisfy that. But that's the reality, is like lead costs aren't high if you use the right mousetrap and you cycle your ads. Like, we see consistently 50% lower CPLs when customers join Demand IQ. We have case studies, for example, Great Lakes Roofing, you know, talking about super high return on ad spend, like 4,000% return on ad spend, like crazy numbers, and very, very low cost per lead, like sub $50 cost per lead, because better mousetrap, high quality creative assets, high frequency of testing. But that just means you need to have an expert helping you, right? I think that underscores the purpose of your business in helping contractors get to success, because I don't think a contractor can stay on top of this. And also, I know that hiring internal resources is always such a challenge for contractors, especially in the marketing department. So lots of reasons CPLs have gone up, but data, frequency of creative rotation, and I think just overall market conditions and competitiveness are driving that CPL up.
Yeah. How does adding instant pricing change click-through rates and phone fill behavior?
I like to say it's like dangling a better carrot. If you can give someone more value, like if you can actually say to them, hey, I'll provide you instantaneous gratification, you're going to get a better outcome in terms of click-through rate. And it's in part, you know, my honest truth is it's, you do need to describe that in good detail. And when I say that, I mean actually creating like ads that showcase the concept, that like you're creating a vision of what the homeowner gets, dangling that carrot, letting them smell and taste it before they go through. Because if you just say, like, you know, if you just say in copy or someplace small, get an online quote, like, that's fine. Maybe they see that. But what they see a lot faster and a lot more prominently is an actual ad that has like a 3D image of the home, and they see like a price jump pop out of the roof, or prices come out of the windows, or like instantly, like instant gratification. Like, painting that picture for what you're going to get when you click has been foundational to increasing the click-through rate. So I think, you know, oftentimes we're seeing, I can tell you landing page form fill rates are higher as well. You know, someone might be getting a 1 or 2% landing page conversion rate. And with the service, maybe they're getting more like a 5 to 14% landing page conversion rate. So that's slicing your cost per lead in more than half, just by simply affecting that click to lead rate or that form fill rate. And then of course, click-through rates are also a factor too, but we just we don't track those quite as much as CPL, as more of an aggregate number.
Yeah. Can you explain the concept of price conditioning and why it leads to higher close rates?
Yeah. I heard a wise person in home services once say that knowing that someone is not a good fit is equally as valuable as knowing that someone is interested in a good fit, because your time is money. And wasting time with people who simply don't have good budget expectations, which is a lot of first-time homeowners. Like, replacing your HVAC system or a new roof is a blindsiding in terms of the cost that that you incur. Now, financing does alleviate a lot of that, but at the end of the day, homeowners are still thinking about the total price tag and whether that money should be spent going on vacation or doing something else instead. It's a huge trade-off for them. So the less time you spend with people who are bad fits or, you know, simply not price conditioned, the less windshield time you're going to have, gas money, and more time that you're going to have sitting down with truly good fit, good quality candidates and closing deals that are interested and ready to buy.
I think there needs to be training involved, I think, though. Have you experienced that? What are some examples of contractors executing this well? What do they do on their end, and what are they, some contractors are not executing, what are they not doing that doesn't work? Because I've seen it both. I've seen some of it work and some of it actually not work for contractors.
Yeah, I think that there are some major pitfalls when using one of these services, right? I think you need to think of it as a system and not a point solution. And first, you know, to simplify that, it's like, this is an adjustment to process, not a tool. Everything from another thing that I like to say is not all clicks are created equally. So you need to be thinking about how you're actually creating clicks to this experience. Is the ad actually matching up with the landing page experience? Are you talking about this idea of instant estimates? Are you creating that click? And are you selling that click and what they're going to have to do? Because it's harder. It takes more effort to go through one of our forms than it is to fill out an on-page Facebook form. You can get really cheap leads from Facebook on the on-page lead forms, but the qualities are low. So you need to convince the user that it's worth their time, the homeowner that it's worth their time to go and fill these things out. And then there's a second fundamental concept, which is that I always say, you're not just selling a quote, you're selling your company. So a huge oversight that contractors have when using these tools, especially with paid ads, is that all they're doing is talking about how quick and easy it is to get a quote. And they're not talking about why someone should even be motivated to buy right now. What time sensitive thing is happening that they need to pay attention to that gets them to sit for their appointment right now? I think it's about, I like to say the instant estimate is the lubricant to the lead, not the intent, not the entire intent building exercise itself. You need to motivate that homeowner to buy your product in the same ways you've always done before, but now you can make it easier for them to get started by jumping in with their instant estimate. So I always, that's always hard to communicate, because I think that there's a lot of bad practices right now with instant estimators because our competitors aren't driving that education. They're selling you a widget and not providing the strategy behind how to use it, which is a huge problem. So basically what I'm saying is you can't just think of this as a tool. It's not the same as a form. You don't just change it out and say, now it's there and hopefully this works better. You have to change your approach and use a different approach with different messaging. And you absolutely cannot overlook the fact that you need to still sell your offer, not just the offer of online pricing, because if you just sell the online pricing offer, that's all that they're coming in for, is just a quick quote, and they're not actually as motivated to sit down with you as they would be if you actually sold your offer and time sensitivity and what provokes them to buy. Does that make sense?
100%. So you would recommend having an offer, right? And also maybe introducing scarcity into the offer, where people are motivated to take action. And then the pricing tool is basically another avenue to get what they want.
Yeah, I think where it's confusing is that people think the instant estimate is a promo or a special offer, and they're using it as that. And that it's not. It's a lubricant or a means to get contact information and get to an end. It's like if I told you that you could buy a MacBook Pro online if you weren't able to do that before, and you're like, great, okay, like this is easier for me, but like, why am I more motivated to buy my MacBook Pro online? Like, you need to give me a special offer about like a discount, like a, you know, back to school promo or whatever the promo is for buying that actually gets me to move. Like, you've made it easier for me to get the MacBook Pro, but you didn't actually motivate me to buy. So it's the same analogy. It's like, you need to have good ads that drive to good landing pages that talk about the instant estimate and what it's going to be, and introduce the special offer or the reason to buy your product right now, just like you would do leveraging marketing first principles. Like, you're just adding like a new means of getting the quote. You're not actually replacing the landing page with a solely price estimating experience offer, because all you're going to get when you do that is people who are after a quick price and not after the purchase. I've seen that night and day. Like, it's night and day difference when customers do that two-part solution of, hey, I want to set this up. I add the special offer. I sell my product and business. I sell my brand and my offer. And then I use the instant estimator to make it easier for everybody to go through the shopping process. So that's where things go wrong. Like, you know, I say that with great certainty.
For our clients, we recommend having, as part of like the onboarding process, having a 10x offer, right? 10x offer on everything, right? On the website, on the ads. You know, most contractors are unaware of how to create this offer. So it just takes a lot of handholding and kind of education to understand, hey, this is something that's required for you to be more successful. And even with SEO, for example, right? If you have a website and somebody's searching for, let's say, a roofing company near me, or, you know, whatever, somebody, if you look at the actual title tags, somebody will likely click something that has an offer. Hey, get $1,500 off your roof replacement, you know, click today, versus someone just say roof replacement Miami, whatever. That title, it's gonna lead to more clicks. So it's going to lead to potentially more traffic and more leads. And you're saying is that a lot of people use it backwards. You're having the quoting or the pricing tool as the offer, which is not the case. It's actually the offer and then the pricing tool as a lubricant to lead to the offer.
Exactly. I mean, it is a good means to an end in terms of getting leads, but it's not the thing. Like, the price point doesn't drive the sale. Like, your marketing first principles of what is your brand and how are you different? Why does someone trust you? And then lastly, can you eliminate the friction in the process is what we're doing, right? So like, it's in that order. It's like, who is your brand and why do people trust you? Why do I need to act now? What's limited about this? And then how do I do this with as little effort as possible? Those kind of in that order, right? So it's very important. It's critical to your success with paid ads. Now, it is more simple to implement something like this on your website. Just a simple website implementation, which is just copying and pasting the Demand IQ tool to your website. We're not talking about the landing page, but just embedding it on your site so that you can add the instant estimator just like you'd add a chatbot. That is a much more simple concept. You're able to just copy and paste the code, have it show up on the site, and then homeowners are presented with the option. Your website is already doing a lot of selling for you, and people that come to your website organically are already very deep in the funnel. They don't need the same level of intent building and motivation that we've been talking about for the last 5 minutes with bringing in, like, you know, really clear special promotion and all these things. That's more for the paid ad side to get high quality leads from higher up in the funnel. When they're on your website, it's very easy. It's more rinse, wash, and repeat. And that works for the large majority of our customers. What we're talking about and what we've talked about with paid ads is definitely more for the more sophisticated user, or for an internal marketing director who's starting to scale with ads, or for a marketing agency that's using this with their clients. Those details are very important. And I feel like those details are where people fail, is in that paid ad side, not as much with the website organic traffic. With the organic traffic, where people fail is if you just don't have website organic traffic, right? Like, churn on this type of service comes from people signing up that don't actually have people visiting their website. So, you know, you want to be thinking about whether you have people coming to your website before you sign up for a service like this.
Yeah. What are the differences that you've seen in the trades? Is there like different, because you work with different trades, right? What are some of the differences that you've seen in the strategy using the tool that your tool?
I mean, it's still relatively early days for our expansion beyond roofing and solar, to be completely honest with you. Like, we're now, like, as of the last 6 months, we've really started to get a good foothold in HVAC. But it's a little early to, like, glean all the details. And you know, we are much more integrated into the roofing community than the HVAC community. But, like, my general take on the differences between roofing and solar and then HVAC, plumbing, and electrical, which are, like, I don't know if you all consider yourself home exterior remodelers versus home service pros, or some people think that they're all home service pros, whatever, however you think about it. The difference is that home services like plumbing, solar, or plumbing, HVAC, and electrical are bought, versus roofing and solar and exteriors are sold. Does that make sense? That idea that it's like this difference of I'm pushing the sale to you, versus I'm pulling you in and steering you to the offer. So certainly an online there's a lot, like, more intent, or like higher close rates or higher lead to sit rate on HVAC, plumbing, and electrical, because you're taking someone who is really, really aggressively trying to solve a problem, like a broken furnace or a leaky pipe or needing to do a main panel upgrade for their electrical or install an electric vehicle charger. Those things are like needs, not wants. Replacing my siding because my wife thinks that, like, it doesn't look good is a want, versus that broken furnace keeping me warm is a need. And that's reflected in the quality of the leads, the sit rates, and all those things. So very, very, like, different beasts in terms of any business owner out there who's thinking about, you know, going into those different trades. But certainly the lead, I think, like, the overall even demeanor of home services, HVAC and electrical and plumbing providers is very different. Like, they're not as salesy of people. Like, you look at the owners and you like, you're a technician, like you're not a salesperson. You're coming at this from like an engineering and customer experience and customer service lens, not a how many doors can I knock and how many deals can I sit and how many can I close type of lens that roofing and solar tends to come from. So yeah, very different people in those communities, although, you know, to homeowners, they both share the same problem, which is that getting a quote, if you don't use a online estimating tool, is a pain in the butt. So
you mentioned that agencies are becoming your most successful users. Why do you think that's the case?
I think that agencies are really like finding great experiences with Demand IQ, because we've built a very sophisticated product that's geared towards a user type that wants to iterate, test, and push the limits of conversion rate optimization. And even the word conversion rate optimization is not in the vocabulary of the contractor typically, but the marketing agency absolutely needs to be thinking about, how do I take my existing lemons and make more lemonade from those lemons? Like, that's the name of the game, is not spending more money. It's actually taking the money that we have on budget on marketing and actually making more sales out of that budget. And that's what Demand IQ lets you do that our competitors don't. I think too many of our competitors are doing like set and forget type strategies, versus Demand IQ customers are actually iterating their experiences, making changes and improving.
Yeah. Do you think a lot of home service companies are going to be moving to a more of a virtual sales model with pre-built proposals?
That's a really good question. I just had one of the largest contractors in the nation, like a top five roofing company, tell me that they're moving... they're testing out the virtual model, that they're hiring a virtual closer and they're going to try it out. We do have roofing companies today that use our platform who are virtual sales only, and it does work. I don't know if I would say that any of them are like super large scale, but I am hearing some interest on that. And that is something that we want to support within the community, that type of transformation to virtual sales. I think that our product roadmap and our interests definitely support that model, and we'll continue to increasingly support it.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think you see AI like changing lead generation in the next few years? Not with what we're experiencing now, but like last year was a big shift with everything that happened. What do you think things are going to shift this year in the next 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like cliche to use like AI agents and things like that these days, but truly like this idea that... you know, your future user, like your future customer, is not necessarily the homeowner in the first part of the experience, that like an AI agent acting on behalf of the homeowner is going to be something that is kind of going to come up this year, is going to really start to take hold, as like you can now turn on the agent mode inside of Gemini. You can turn on agent mode inside of ChatGPT. These agent mode thing, if you haven't checked it out, it's like, I ask the robot to do something for me and it goes and executes it for me. That concept is very new in terms of automation and what you're going to see. And I think that that could reshape lead generation. And Google certainly believes that outcomes are going to be the future and not clicks like quotes and booked appointments. So you're going to end up paying instead of like LSA is going to probably change. Local service ads are probably going to change to paying for, you know, successful bookings or successful quotes versus clicks and calls. So that's going to be a big change, is even just like the revenue model around lead generation, which hopefully aligns better with the value that you're providing. I think one of the biggest things that like I would, it's not really necessarily Demand IQ related, but like you got to be ready for these AI agents to call your business. They're going to call your business. I don't know what the hours are, if it's 20, if it's like, you know, 9 to 9, or whether it's 9 to 5, or what hours they're expecting to make these calls. I know it's affecting plumbing now. And I think inside sales CSRs are like not aware of what's happening and the importance of these changes, because if Google is not able to make a successful call to you, then they will actually derank your business. So optimization of your business is not just about like SEO anymore. It's also about like how effortless was the agent able to get the information it was looking for. So it's like agent optimization or agent information gathering optimization. And so like your ranking or your position against your competitors is going to be based on the ease of, like basically the transparency and ease of these agent users using your different types of contact points, like your website and like your phone system as they call you. So you got to be building processes and aware of this so that you don't get left behind. And I think a lot of these changes, like they create winners and losers. Basically, it's like if you play the game and you get ahead of the game, you play it well up front, like you could, you know, I don't know if it's quite as dramatic as this, but like the first, you know, Instagram profiles to talk about barbecuing and doing this stuff, you know, the early influencers on these things like really got ahead, and it was much harder for people to catch up on social media platforms and different, like different innovative tools. Like the people who adopted first and got out there and using it correctly, like got a massive head start. And the ones who didn't take action to actually play by the new rules or to try new things got left behind. And then there was just such a gap that ultimately, like, it's impossible to become like a barbecue influencer or like a fishing influencer nowadays, because you're so far behind all of these people who have 1,000,005 followers that they've amassed through that initial moment when it was important. Does that make sense to you, Marcio?
100%, 100%. If you could give one piece of advice to a home, to a contractor trying to stay competitive in the next, you know, 2 or 3 years, what would that be?
I would say educate yourself about these types of changes. And honestly, Gemini, when it comes to Google, just ask the LLM your questions. It's actually incredible how much information you can get from just asking Gemini or ChatGPT to teach you about these things. I believe that the future of learning is not actually like sitting down in classrooms. It's like real-time on-the-spot training where, like, I don't need to have all of the information taught to me at the beginning, like of my, you know, for certain topics. I don't need it taught to me at the beginning of things. Like, I can go and get that information as I need it. And utilizing Gemini really as a learning platform for you, Gemini and Google, or Gemini and OpenAI, but especially when it comes to these Google changes, just asking it to simplify these things. Like, for example, type in, how will AI get pricing work for home, for roofing companies? Or how should I position my business so that I can show up for the online estimates filter? Any of these types of things, like anything you would have asked your marketing person or whatever, you should just be asking your business. And then you probably will need some help actually executing those things. And that's where, you know, a service like either of ours can kind of come in and for a low monthly cost, help you start to actually operationalize these opportunities. And so teach yourself though. It's so like the effort required to like read on Gemini's responses is just like so low that it's so worth your time. Like your highest ROI will actually come from just quickly educating yourself from Gemini. You don't even need to watch YouTube videos anymore. You can just get it all personalized for you in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Where do people find you?
You know, if you want to connect with me on LinkedIn, I'm always like, you know, posting about different things like this. I'm very interested in, you know, chatting with other people who are kind of on the cutting edge of these changes. So, I'm writing white papers and publishing white papers regularly, presentations, webinars, things like this to help educate and expose people to these changes so they can stay ahead of that. That's probably best tracked on LinkedIn. You can message me on, like, you can shoot me an email, and my email is austinr@iq.com. You know, one thing I will mention is if you mention this podcast, you can get 2 months free of Demand IQ by mentioning this podcast. So definitely reach out to us, chat with us about getting that service started. We have lots of playbooks. If you're ready to sort of take your business into this new dimension and get ahead of the curve, this is definitely the time to do so.
Guys, he's doing an offer, guys. That's that's motivated to take action. thank you, Austin. I really appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Let me in.
Thanks for listening to AI and Marketing for Home Service Pros. If you got value from today's episode, do us a favor. Follow the show, share it with a contractor friend, and leave a quick review. Want help using AI or smarter marketing to grow your business? head to contractormarketingpros.net and book your free strategy call.